Welcome to the combat training episode for Wasps. This is an audiobook excerpt from our published book, War and Pest. This episode is used as a training and development tool for members of the combat pest control team and is used in conjunction with a written document and an internal questionnaire. Wasps can be a noisy nuisance in the garden and a major risk to public health if they nest in and around your home. How to spot a wasp? For some people, it can be hard to spot the difference between a wasp, a bee, and a hornet. This quick guide should help. Wasps have a long, thin body, brightly striped with bands of yellow and black. Bees are fairy and vary in shades of black, brown, and yellow. Hornets are slightly bigger than wasps and are chestnut brown and yellow. Wasps size between 12 and 18 millimetres long. A bee is between 8 and 20, and a hornet between 20 and 30. The life cycle of a wasp. To combat wasps, it's good to understand their life cycle. Simply put, they move from egg to larvae to pupa to adult. They live within an interdependent nest where the workers feed the grubs. They develop into pupa after 4 to 5 weeks, which are fiercely guarded by the workers. Once the pupa is fully developed, they form adult workers. Early in the season, the workers are busy gathering food, bringing it back to the hive, feeding the young and building the nest. This is the best time to intervene before they become more aggressive later in the season. What they eat? Rotting vegetation like fallen fruit, apples, plums, pears, etc. Sugary leftovers like ice cream, lollipops, wrappers, fizzy drinks. Insects also. Where they live? Wasps live in a nest. They make a new nest every season. In autumn, the new queens develop. They leave the old nest and set up satellite nests in warm, dry areas nearby. Ideal places for wasp nests are loft spaces, cavity walls, structural cladding, flower beds and sheds. How to spot you've got a wasp problem. Sightings. More wasps entering your home or foraging in the outside areas, especially near bins, areas of fallen fruit, but also you may see the nest itself. For our team members, please visit other episodes. Ensure you've taken your questionnaire for continuing professional development, and we will leave it there.